Hey guys, welcome to She Believes Podcast by your host Morgan Jones. I'm so happy to finally get this podcast started. It has been in the works since the end of 2023, beginning 2024, and we're now up and running. So a little bit about She Believes Podcast. We will dive into the different aspects of life, looking through the lens of having a relationship with God, while also trying to navigate who I am and who we are as a community while being in college. Being able to understand Bible verses, scriptures, and devotions, while also having fun, inspirational conversation. Episode 1, My Aha Moment. Now, to begin this episode off, I feel like we can all agree that we've had our moments where we felt that we found God, we felt that our calling was answered. I want to dive into my aha moment and what truly made me turn myself towards God. Now, growing up, I would say my life did center around going to church. I went to a Catholic school for a part of my life. So I did the regimen that I feel like a lot of us have done or do. But I feel like I was a kid, so I really wasn't grasping the concept of what I was going through. So recently, I would say last semester, I would go to church a lot with some friends. And when I tell you, as soon as the pastor would have a sermon, I would feel like they were truly talking to me because I could feel the Holy Spirit working through me. I could feel myself wanting to break down and cry. But me personally, I don't like to be vulnerable. I don't like to show myself being vulnerable, especially in a place, a setting like that, when most people are like, oh, you should be able to be vulnerable there. For some reason, I wasn't able to. Now, specifically, there was this one time I went to Thursday Night Live, and the lady was talking about Exodus and the situation with Moses and the burning bush. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to refer to Exodus and how God used the burning bush to speak to Moses. You want to pull out your Bible verse, your scripture, your phone, whatever works for you. We're going to refer to Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of the fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning. Yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Now, let's really break down what was said through Exodus. I'm going to refer to verse 5, when he told Moses to take your sandals off your feet, for the place which you are standing on is holy ground. Now, I feel like when we go through our daily routine, we just kind of go through the motions. In my opinion, I go through the motions sometimes, and I don't realize what God truly has in store for me. You could be doing your daily routine, and all of a sudden, you're standing on holy ground, and all you could do is just stand and take in that time. Because we go through our routine so quick, we don't notice what God really has in store for us. It could be something so simple that truly does change our perspective on life. In verse 2, he says, he looked and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. Meaning, there was the sign right there. It wasn't going to stop. It wasn't going to be consumed by the fire, but it was burning to show Moses something. Now, this verse really talks about how Moses was appointed to lead God, and God was calling to him. Now, I feel like this really stood out to me when I first heard it, because I remember one night I was walking back to my room and I saw the burning bush that I constantly kept asking God to show me a sign through the situation I was going through. Now, I wouldn't say the bush was just standing there, the bush was right there, but it was a click glimpse. It was something that happened so fast, but I realized that it was God showing me the sign I wanted. Now, even though that I saw the sign, of course I wouldn't say I acted right away once I got my answer. I started to have doubts. I started to question, oh, was this really God? Oh, is this what I should be doing? Now, I feel like us as a society, we beg God to show us a sign to either cut that person off, to take this new job, to take a new path in life. And when he does show us that sign, we often choose to look back and wonder. We choose to wonder, what if we didn't take that job? What if we didn't cut that person out of our life? But doing that, having those doubts on what God has in store for us, not only are you showing God, but you're showing yourself that you aren't certain in the life that you have, that you're questioning what God has truly in store for you. Being able to really understand that when you're in a comfortable situation, when you choose the path that you think is best for you're not gonna grow. Putting yourself in that uncomfortable situation, though, can be truly beneficial for personal growth and development and growing your relationship with God, because at that point, you're putting all your trust in Him. You're showing Him, hey, look, I want to follow what you have in store for me. I don't want to create the path that I feel like is best for me. Because even when we narrow off that path, when we take a different path, we're going to have to learn sooner or later that this wasn't the path for us. Of course, in the beginning, it can be all perfect and wonderful, like, oh my gosh, this is what I want. But sooner or later, it's going to come back and bite you. And then God will be there to show you, look, that wasn't for you at the time. Be patient and wait and continue to grow until He's ready to give you that person, that thing, that job that you've been striving for. So, being able to understand the whole point is having that aha moment with God, having that, this is God calling me to do something, let me do it. And like I said, I wasn't even perfect in the beginning. I had my doubts, and I still sometimes have my doubt. But I'm trying to grow my relationship with God. I'm trying to put all my trust in with God. And I feel like the point of this podcast is to really help me talk it out and grow while also having fun conversations with y'all and having feedback from y'all. Now, to end off this episode, I want to leave with a good question. And that's what something I'll probably be doing every episode is leaving with a good question to really take it in throughout the week and really see how it goes within your daily life. So the question is, God is showing you a sign, but are you truly ready to listen? And if you're truly ready to listen, are you truly ready to act on what God is telling you to do? Now that's a wrap on episode one, my aha moment. I'm so happy y'all stuck around and listened to my podcast. We'll be back next week with something bigger and better. Y'all have a great week, and remember, trust in God. He knows what's right for you.